This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. The Texas House of Representatives recently unanimously passed a bill that would have banned the invasive searches by the TSA in which travelers' genitals are frequently touched. They are truly molestation gropes. Technically, such, quote, searches are already illegal, but this bill would have made it even more explicit. This bill passed the House in Texas unanimously because so many people were outraged by what the TSA is doing all over the country and specifically in Texas. And when the news of this bill was circulated across the country and it was gaining momentum to be signed into law, the federal government and the TSA and their official in Washington intervened and issued a threat to the state of Texas that if this law was passed and signed into law, they would impose a no-fly zone over the state of Texas, which would stop all flights in and out of the state. A no-fly zone is considered by many to be an act of war. As a result of this threat, the bill died in the Senate, where it was on track to pass by a wide margin, and the TSA was able to nullify the effort to stop the pat-downs and the molestation gropes and the touching of people's private parts. The point is that we are already living under a tyranny. You had people in Texas who were fed up with what was occurring. They took a lawful measure to stop it, and by using a tactic of economic terrorism, threatening to stop all flights in and out of the state, the federal official and the TSA were able to impose their will on the people. This is outrageous. This is also receiving almost no coverage in the mainstream establishment media. The coverage it's receiving is almost exclusively confined to alternative sources and local affiliates. And it was only allowed to happen because you had cowards in Texas who caved in to the pressure and the threats. This happens so often in battles against evil. You have people who either because they want to please a crowd, because they're wimps, or because their intentions are not pure, they cave in to the pressure from evildoers and wicked men, and evil flourishes as a result. Whereas if they had stood up to the evildoers, and they had faced down the threats and said, no, the line has been drawn, we will not cave in to your threats, the chances are that the feds would have backed down and not imposed this no-fly zone, or other states would have joined in the effort by passing similar measures, and it would have made any attempt to impose a no-fly zone on all of those states impracticable. It frequently happens that when people courageously stand up against evil and evil men and stand for the truth despite threats or consequences, that God assists them in ways they did not see, ways they did not perceive at first. But they gave in, and as a result, evil flourishes. You have these TSA agents sticking their hands into people's pants, including young children. They even are searching for alleged bombs or a bomb inside a baby's diaper. It's completely evil, and it's not about stopping terrorism at all. It's really about getting people to submit to a slave-like system, to see how much they can get away with and how much people will put up with. At first, they were just touching people's private parts on the outside of their clothes. Now they're actually sticking their hands inside people's pants. And it all gets back to this fake war on terror. That's why the video we posted a few days ago is so important. Videos on that topic demonstrate that most of the so-called terror threats are fake. And the justification for all of this nonsense, this entire police state system, is that they are supposedly protecting us from terrorism. Something else that demonstrates that the war on terror is a hoax is the fact that while they're very upfront and open with their claim that the main culprits and perpetrators of the, quote, terrorism they're trying to stop are adherents of radical Islam or frequently Arab in appearance, they do not give special attention to those individuals when screening and searching people at the airports. It frequently happens that a man dressed in Islamic garb will go through security unmolested, while an obviously non-Muslim American girl or grandmother will be subjected to an invasive TSA molestation grope. That's because it's not about stopping terrorism, it's about constructing a domestic police state and using terrorism as an excuse. Someone might respond by saying that they are not allowed to profile on the basis of religion or to single people out for an Arab appearance. And the answer is that they're not allowed to stick their hands into people's pants, but they do it anyway. Moreover, the Patriot Act gives them, quote, authority to essentially do whatever they want if they suspect that someone is a terrorist. Therefore, they could definitely subject people who fit the profile of their alleged terrorists to the more extensive security procedures, but they don't because it's not about terrorism. It's also interesting that what we're seeing occur here in America is the incremental move to a police state and to a slave state. And I believe that this is occurring because God is allowing the spiritual reality of people to be manifested physically. Because people in America, generally speaking, have been enslaved to the devil by sin and apostasy, they've given in to a wicked and debauched culture, they are spiritual slaves. God is allowing their physical freedoms to be taken away and the freedoms of the nation as a whole. And if people don't wake up, soon we will have these TSA molestation gropes at train stations, shopping malls, and grocery stores.